Among the candidates speaking at the state Democratic convention was Wanakee businessman Henry Sanders, who ran unsuccessfully for state assembly 4 years ago. Sanders says he's been traveling the state learning about the problems facing average people. He's also been gathering endorsements, and he mentioned a few of them by name.
Ask people here in South Central Wisconsin, talk to our firefighters, and talk to our county exec, Kathleen Falk.
Assembly Majority Leader Tom Nelson talked up his political resume, reminding Democrats that he ran as an underdog for the assembly.
Despite representing a Republican-leaning district, I have never swayed from my progressive Democratic ideals.
Nelson said he'd help Democrats win in November by talking about their accomplishments, like an improving economy and autism insurance coverage for kids. Veteran Milwaukee State Senator Spencer Cox told Democrats he's a longtime supporter of organized labor. He also said he could help gubernatorial candidate Tom Barrett win votes among disaffected African Americans and Latinos.
Tom Barrett needs someone who will bolster him and will get him votes. Brothers and sisters, I am that candidate.
And Gotham businessman James Schneider said that if he were elected, he'd have the governor appoint him to a high-level position in the Department of Commerce so he could focus on job creation.
I will make the commitment to be there for 4 years to make sure we're doing the job for Wisconsin that needs to be done.
In an unscientific straw poll conducted by WisPolitics at the convention, Sanders came out on top, followed by Nelson, Coggs, and Schneider. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.